The scripture reading this evening is from Psalm 145, and the text is Exodus 20, verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who takes his name in vain. The third commandment. As our reading, I'm going to read Psalm 145. Great is the Lord. A song of praise, it's a song of David. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glory of splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known to the children of men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. The Lord has spoken. What a beautiful psalm this is about the greatness and the goodness and the power of God. I'm also going to deal with the Heidelberg Catechism dealing with Lord's Day 36, which deals with the third commandment. What is God's will for us in the third commandment, which is, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for God will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. What does this mean? That we neither blaspheme nor misuse the name of God by cursing, perjury, or unnecessary oaths, nor share in such horrible sins by being silent bystanders. In a word, it requires that we use the holy name of God only with reverence and awe, so that we may properly confess him, pray to him, and praise him in everything we do and say. Is blasphemy of God's name by swearing and cursing really such serious sin that God is angry with those who do not do all they can to help prevent it and forbid it? Yes. No sin is greater. No sin makes God more angry than blaspheming his name. That is why he commanded the death penalty for it. Before we open these truths of God, let us seek his guidance in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your name. What a blessed treasure it is that we may take your name with us and plead on behalf of your name. O Lord, bless us this night. Give us your Holy Spirit to anoint us and grant us to understand this and apply it, and may your name be exalted. In Jesus' name, amen. We sing, "Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven." The name of the Lord is a treasure. It's a wonderful blessing that the Lord gave us his name. His name is something which we may carry with us all the time. In fact, we must. His name is placed upon our foreheads when we were baptized. We were baptized into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit secures us. It protects us. Proverbs 18 says, "The name of the Lord is a high tower, and we may run onto it and be safe." The name of the Lord protects us. The name of the Lord is a great defense. The name of the Lord is what Luther meant when he said, "God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble, therefore we will not fear." That name of God is like an armor around us. It's the power of God himself. You know, the various commandments about God, the first four, there's, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not worship an idol." We are to honor his name and his day. But the third commandment, which deals with his name, it doesn't deal with something about God, like his day or the worship of his name, but it deals with him, God himself. His name stands for who he is. His name means his presence. It means that God is with us and that he has placed his name upon us. We are claimed by God as his possession. He has put our name on it. He has put his name on us. You know, when you travel and you have a suitcase or another baggage, you put your name on it. And you leave it in the airport, and the airliners take it, put it in their fuselage, and then when you arrive at your destination, there it is, and you know it's yours because your name is on it. Your name. Now, God has put his name on you and me. We are his possession. We are his identity. We are his representatives. That is an awesome thought. His name is something that we may claim. The Apostle Paul says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." His name is the means of salvation. What an awesome truth that is. And you and I are called upon you to use that name, to worship the name of the Lord. His name stands for him, for who he is, great and glorious. God is spirit, who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. God is everywhere present. Psalm 139 says, "If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, Even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. His name goes with us wherever we go. Wherever we go. His name is very precious. It identifies us, who we are. Those who follow the Muslim religion also have a very, very high view of the name of their Allah. And if that name is taken in vain, if that name is abused, the whole community rises up in horror. And those who perpetuate that are in danger of death. They are very jealous for the name of their Allah. Our God is the true and living God. There's none beside our God, and we should have the same kind of jealousy about His name. We may never, never, never take it in vain. Well, what is the name? What is your name? What does name mean? Your name is your badge of identity. That's who you are. There's no one else with your specific name. There's no one else just exactly like you. Someone said about Abraham Lincoln, when God made Abraham Lincoln, he threw away the mold. Well, do you know, when God made you, he did the same. There's no one like you. You're the only one upon this planet who has that name. Your name. And that name is very precious to you. That name is your identity. It's your badge of identity. And we don't misuse that. We wouldn't think of doing that. We love our name. You know, the Mr. Carnegie wrote a book on how to win friends and influence people. And in that book, he says the most important thing that a person has is his name. And if you are introduced to a person, and you're introduced to them by name, and then sometimes later you meet them and you remember their name and you greet them by name, there's no higher compliment that you remember their name. And so Dale Carnegie said, that's one of the things that you and I have to learn to do, is to remember people's names. And that when we are introduced to them again, we remember who they are and remember something about them. And in his book, he gave various ways in which we can remember people's names. And it's very, very good, very clever, and it's very true. If your name is that important to you, how much the more God's name is important to our Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in the Ten Commandments, the Lord says, you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. So how is that done? How is the abuse of God's name done? By cursing, swearing. And sadly, it is very common. It's very common in schools. It's very common in the workplace. If someone is disappointed or someone is excited, they will take the name of the Lord upon their lips. Somehow they think that that's an important way to communicate their idea. They must think that their own words are not adequate. They've got to buttress it with the name of God. And God says, no way. You may not use my name that way. In the Old Testament times, if it was done, If God's name was taken in vain, if it was blasphemed or cursed, the person was brought before the leaders of Israel, and with the mouth of two or three witnesses who heard that, the person is stoned. I mean, it is really something how God is jealous about His name, and it may not be abused. There are a lot of ways to abuse the name of God. Certainly by swearing, cursing, slang, abusive language. You know the difference between you and an animal. There are a lot of differences, but one of the main differences between you and an animal is that you can talk. And the animal can't talk. And God says, I've given you the privilege and the ability to speak. You know why? Because we are an image bearer of God. He created us in His likeness. And He is a speaking God. What a wonderful thing that is, that God has spoken, and that we may hear His word, and that it not only penetrates into our ears, but into our hearts. God speaks and we listen. He communicates His will to us. His glorious splendor all comes through words. What a wonderful thing. You know, when your little child is real little, they don't know how to talk yet. But then they learn. There's a beautiful relationship between hearing and speaking. If a person is unable to hear, they don't learn to talk. But they learn to talk by hearing others. And they learn then to say what mother said or their dad said. And they learn to speak that way. And if parents swear, if they curse, if they take God's name in vain, their children are probably going to do that too. And so the parents have a great responsibility to make sure that their words, their speech is clean and that it's edifying and glorifying to God. It's very important. Jesus said there's not an idle word or an idle thought for which you and I are not going to be held accountable. So what that says is that God hears us. He even knows our thoughts. And He certainly knows our words. And if we say words which are blaspheming or demeaning of the Lord, that's a very serious offense. There is forgiveness, of course, but it is a very serious thing. And the Lord in the third commandment says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. So how must it be used? How must we use His name? Well, we must use His name with reverence and awe. Now, it's very interesting in the Hebrew Bible, the word that we know as Jehovah is in the Hebrew Bible, but it's not exactly that way. Whenever the name Jehovah is in the Bible, in the Hebrew Bible, the Jewish people would read another word. They would read the word Adonai, which is translated Lord. And that's why in the King James and now in the ESV and many of the modern translations, the word Jehovah is translated Lord. Because that's how the Hebrew people read it. When Jehovah was in the line, in the verse, they read Adonai, which is Lord. And so the King James and other versions put in the addition, the word Lord. The American Standard Version still uses the word Jehovah. But there are very few translations of the Bible that use the name Jehovah now. And it was because it was considered too holy. And so in the old Jewish religion, they would translate that word Jehovah to Lord or Adonai. It just showed great respect for that name Jehovah. God gave His name at various periods in history. Remember, Moses was at the burning bush, and he said, God called him to go to Egypt to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And Moses said, "And whom shall I say sent me?" And the Lord said, "I am that I am is sending you." Now, "I am that I am" is the name of God. It's the name Lord. It's the name Jehovah. It's the name which is His covenant name. "I am that I am." God gave to Moses that name that he could use to speak to the Israelites. And he could use that name to defend them against Pharaoh and Egypt. And it was in that name that they left Egypt. And that name of God was like a pillar of fire at night and a pillar of cloud by day. And that name led them all the way through to the promised land and continues to lead us. When David was up against Goliath and Goliath taunted him and mocked him, David said, "You come to me with a spear and a sword and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts, whose armies you have defied." And you know how that turned out. That name of God is a powerful blessing that we have. Paul says in Philippians chapter 2 about Jesus that he did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself and became a servant. Lowered himself, humbled himself to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God hath highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's His name. And we may take that name with us. We educate our children in that name. And we want the schools to which they go to honor that name of Jesus Christ. That name of God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. There's no more blessed thing in the whole world than that name of God. It is God's blessing to us. It's His gift. He's given us His name to use. We may use it and must use it in prayer. As we read His Word, this is His name. His name is everything by which He is known. He is known through His Word. But His name is also in creation. We see His name displayed by the beautiful crops we see, by the fields, by the waters, by the lakes and streams, by the Lake Michigan. We see His name displayed in a sunset. That name of God is displayed by His wonderful works. It all describes how great He is, how wonderful He is, how matchless He is. And as we go through life, we are to always have a very, very high view of the name of God. And we may certainly use it in prayer, in worship, in our fellowship together, in our witness to others. That name of the Lord is a wonderful, wonderful treasure. And so the Lord gives us that great, great privilege to use His name. It is a gift of God to us. That name of God, it's a wonderful thing. It's a blessing. It's a treasure. And the abuse of it is very, very serious. Now, it says in the Heidelberg Catechism, the silence or connivance. If we stand by and others are cursing God, have you ever been in a circumstance like that? If you've been in the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force, you have. In the factory, you hear it. Playing golf on the golf course, you hear it. Someone makes a bad shot and they just blurt out the name of Jesus Christ. It's terrible. It's very, very sad. I remember I was at a beautiful farm in Iowa. I had gone there with a member of the church I was serving as a student in Pella. So he said to me, "You want to go along with me to northeast Iowa to a farmer there who has bought an implement from me?" I said, "Sure." So we flew in his private plane. And we landed and we were brought to this beautiful farm. It was just a marvelous, beautiful farm. Everything was growing and it was just beautiful. And the farmer had a little boy playing in right near where we were talking. He was playing with his little farm equipment. And mind you, this father, almost every word was swearing. He was cursing Christ, cursing God, cursing the Father, cursing the Creator. And you know, I could not be still. I said, "Excuse me, but you know, the God you're cursing is the God who gave you that little boy who's playing right there, and it's the God who gave you a wonderful, wonderful crop right here before us." He said, "I didn't tell you to come and get out of my property right now." That's what you get. If you stand up for the Lord, you're going to get a pushback. It's hard. Boy, I'll tell you, you look at the Muslims, and if their God is taken in vain, their name of their God is taken in vain, they take up arms, and they're willing to kill those who've taken their name, the name of their God, in vain. God is a jealous God, and we have to be jealous for His name too. The farmer was addressed by the salesman who I went with, and he said, no, just calm it. We'll be gone right away." But that's what happens. That is what happens. It is not easy to stand up for the Lord. It really isn't. And yet, look at what Jesus did for us. He stood up for us. He was willing to be crucified for my sake, for your sake. We have to stand up for Him too. Oh, we are living in a very, very secular age. And the name of the Lord is taken in vain, and it's abused in such a cavalier way often. We have to pray for strength, that we may always take the name of the Lord with us and defend His name. by our use of it in the proper way. It is a wonderful privilege for us to use that name of God. And with that name of God, we may come into His presence and we may know that He honors His name. And He honors it for you and for me. And what a great, great privilege that is for us. So as we look at the name of God in this commandment, it's just really wonderful to think of how precious that name is and how we must adore that name and how we must love the Lord and love His Word and read it and pray and teach our children that and walk in the ways of His Word and His name. We are His representatives. And so take the name of Jesus with you. Child of sorrow and of woe, it will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. It's a great treasure. It's a great gift. And everyone said, Amen. Lord, bless this word unto our hearts, we pray. Thank you for the wonderful gift of your name that we may use, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh Lord, we do take that name of Jesus with us. Help us to live for you, oh Lord. Forgive all of our sins. Sin of speech or sin of silence. Oh Lord, bless us this night and forgive our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.